We will wind down based on the following conditions. One is that stability prevails throughout the country, and this means that there is increasing contribution of the professional security forces of Timor-Leste, that the election results are accepted by the public and the political actors, that a government is formed based on the outcome of the elections, and that the government is able to govern. And lastly, that the opposition has a space within which to function, you know, in accordance with democratic principles.
UNMIT is expected to play an important role during the March 17th presidential election, as well as the general elections in June. Tell me about that.
We're providing support in four areas. One is technical assistance to the electoral management bodies. I must emphasize that it is the national election management bodies who are managing the elections, and the United Nations role is increasingly smaller. It is smaller than what it was in 2007. We will also assist the national police in providing the security and an environment within which the elections can be conducted. Thirdly, we will provide assistance in logistics. My colleagues tell me that during the last election, there were unforeseen rain, and it was very difficult to get to some of the areas where the ballot boxes had to be collected, and that the UN mobilized everything from its own air resources to getting donkeys to bring the ballot boxes from some of the remote areas.
What other challenges does Timor-Leste face now that UNMIT is leaving?
So what we hope to do and that we will emphasize on, obviously, is the continued stability and security, and that means the capacity building of the national police, the strengthening of some of the key offices of you know, democracy, which include things like the Anti-Corruption Commission, strengthening and supporting the parliament, but building up the capacity of national institutions. A very important area that I consider absolutely vital is the training of our own national staff. We will be leaving, and 1,000 of our national staff will remain. And I think it is absolutely important that they have the best skills to be able to either find jobs or become self-employed or conduct their own businesses. And so we're emphasizing very much that, from mapping skills to vehicle maintenance to English language and other skills that, that they can benefit their economy, because I think bolstering the Timorese human resources in this way is one of the greatest contributions that we can make to the lasting stability of Timor-Leste and prosperity of Timor-Leste.
This must be a bittersweet time for you. What personal reflections do you have looking back on your time spent there, and what are your hopes now for the country?
I think you've used absolutely the right word. It is bittersweet. It's really been a privilege to head the United Nations in a country that has such an inspiring and moving history and in which the UN has played a part. And so I feel very proud at the thought that the United Nations and, you know, on a personal level myself, that we have accompanied the Timorese leaders and the people for a portion of their path to a, you know, a strong and resilient nation with institutions and a prosperous and flourishing society. And, you know, my hope will be that Timor-Leste continues in this direction. You know, the leaders are remarkable, the people are remarkable, and that they're able to consolidate peace and stability and democratic governance. I mean, you know, I see the smiles on Timorese people everywhere that I go, and people say that this wasn't the case. And I think that the Timorese men, women and children need to have, and, you know, all the opportunities and the conditions of life that they deserve and that they struggled so much for. So, yes, it will be bittersweet, but I look forward to hearing about the continued prosperity of that wonderful nation.